Spectacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast presents episode 477, Rectified, recorded live on April 23rd, 2015. Everybody, welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Duststorm, and we had a little bit of a hiccup, mostly to me forgetting to actually save the audio files after recording this episode, so you actually get the Twitch broadcast version, and unfortunately, the first section of audio was muted because of some Halo music that was in there, which got flagged as third-party copyright, yada, yada, yada. So, unfortunately, you don't get the intro of the show, so we actually have Twisted Shots and Tyboy on from Rectified Gaming, and we did our introduction with them talking about where their start with Halo got, and unfortunately we lost that because of the mute, and because at the time that we got done with the recording, it just slipped my mind to actually save the audio files. I was tired, I was exhausted at the end of it. So unfortunately you don't get to hear that, but we're going to pick up right where we get audio from the Twitch broadcast, which is we're asking them about what Rectify is, where they're at right now with the community and all that stuff. So sorry that you missed the first part of this, and sorry for my incompetence for this episode, but it happens every once in a while. That's happened in the past once or twice. So I hope you enjoy the rest of the podcast, and thanks for tuning in. I need to kind of briefly mention about it, but like, where is it at right now? And what do you two, like, what are your roles with Rectify?
Well, I obviously I'm the head of Rectify. I try to handle everything, like help everyone with their positions all over the place. I work on the future of it. I work on a lot of stuff.
And as for me, I'm the moderator for our forums, which we're really needing a lot of participation in right now. I mean, anybody that's ran forums before in the past, which I have, I ran a couple of different ones for Halo specifically, and the heyday of forums has definitely, it's changed. The landscape has changed the way that we share information, and with social media in general, and Twitter, man, I never was into Twitter until about 2 years ago. And now I can't live a day without it, just being able to talk to all my friends and stuff. So our forums are definitely, they need to have people talking, and it's very difficult to try to have a conversation with just you and just a few friends, you know. You want to have more input on it. So that's kind of where I am right now. So, yeah, I'd love to be able to tag that stuff. I'm not going to say it here in the chat, but yeah.
Right. We feel your pain.
We would love to have you on the forums and just be able to get people talking again. Most importantly, just talking about Halo.
Yeah, we have an update coming to the forums we're working on to make it more with look like the homepage.
Exactly.
That's one of those things that we've been struggling with for the past few months now, getting people actively posting and contributing to discussions, which if you guys haven't figured it out yet, podtacular.com/forums, pretty easy. But there's lots of things that we'll talk about tonight. For starters, I think it's a safe bet to just to go ahead and talk about the huge content update that came out. So we have a 1.7 gig update for the Master Chief Collection, which addresses quite a few things and introduces a couple new things. Also, I think one of the big things for everybody is the ranking system. It's gotten a couple of updates to it such that they're rolling it out on other playlists. And I believe Bravo tweeted out earlier today that the ranks for Team Slayer and HCS SWAT are up, or is the
they are live SWAT now? I thought it was SWAT playlist was added. HCS and Team Slayer added ranks as well as Halo 2 anniversary reset.
Yeah, so we have the new SWAT ranks out there, and I think I saw some traffic between you and Bravo Haas where for a while the ranks weren't showing correctly, but they should be now.
Yeah, they're all reset now.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the ranking system has been modified to where they can actually roll it out across other playlists now. I'm not sure exactly what was preventing them from doing it before, but
I think, well, after the Halo 2 anniversary, that ranking system, all that was really a number, and that's not as we all know, how the ranking system should work. You should be pairing up with people of similar rank, and people were boosting at the early going somehow because, well, the Master Chief Collection issues collectively. So I think they had to do a lot of back-end work, unfortunately. I think that's why it's been such a long delay for that.
Yeah, if you quit, you don't get ranked down. But I think that's changed now.
Yep, yeah, now we're all back to the lowly one.
Right, and they added in quitting and betrayal penalties now to where you quit a match, it counts as a loss regardless. Now, I don't think it's going to happen that often, but it's just one of those things that's kind of in the back of my head. What happens whenever you lag out of a game or someone intentionally lags you out of a game? Because that's still
You lose rank. Unfortunately, I think that's just the unfortunate side of online gaming.
Yeah.
And having a ranking system paired together is you're going to have that possibility. And it's not as relevant as it was in Halo 2, but you can definitely see it from time to time.
I think there's a lot more quitting now than there was when I remember playing matchmaking in Halo 3 and Halo Reach.
Oh, there's no penalty anymore. I mean,
kids could just do whatever.
I mean, now there is, but I don't know. I think if you quit two games within an hour, I really feel like you should be cut out of matchmaking for more than just, you know, 10 to 15 minutes.
It should be an hour.
You're ruining somebody else's experience. You're not just taking away your own.
Yeah, you could be like, you leave behind what, three teammates, say that, and they could be all ranking down because of you.
Yep.
And that was something that they had implemented from Halo Reach as well. Along with the credit system, they also had that in there. So if you quit it out too many times, then it would tell you, no, sorry, you're in a sit down. You can't come back for a little while. And I liked that a lot myself. It seemed like you had a lot less people, intentionally, like getting behind, you know, 5 or 10 kills and then just quitting out.
Right. Yep. And one of the things they did add to this, too, is that all the quits and betrayals are basically going to be looking at what's considered more than the normal like amount of quits. Like, if you quit one game out of like 7 or 8 games that you've played, it's likely you probably just lagged out or something. So it looks like it's not going to really hit you too hard after just like maybe 1 or 2 games. But as you start developing a pattern of quitting or betraying, then that's really going to start taking an adverse effect.
Yeah.
So I mean that's what really ruined the whole experience for Big Team Battle for me. You know, I was a huge Big Team Battle guy in all the Halos. That was the game type I always went to. I mean, you can ask Hoss. I never went to it. I never did. Like the amount of team fallout of it was just unbelievable. I mean, it was either you were the last one on your team that was still playing, or it was the entire team just left and game ended. It just ruined it.
It's like finding a Team Slayer map on Big Team maps. Like a team like searching for Team Slayer, but Big Team maps.
And it's just not right. Certainly not.
That's where I feel like Join in Progress should be put in.
Yeah. But to a certain extent, though. Because
you
want it in the social playlist in a way where you have the ability to kind of fill out a game that's not too far in progress, but neither side is really getting completely just wiped out. And I forget how long ago it was I said this, but have a system where if someone lags out for some reason, maybe give it like a minute time window for them to rejoin the match to help balance that back out. And then if not, depending on the current status of the match, have a join in progress window for someone to come in. If that doesn't get filled, then you just play the rest of the game out as is.
Yeah, they had some stuff that was like that in Halo 4, and the only issue that I have with that is whenever I'm the person that's getting thrown into the game and they're extremely behind. If it's a way behind match, that's so frustrating to get thrown into that. And it actually got to a point where I was so challenged. And I looked for those matches instead of being so frustrated about it. I wanted to get matched in. And those were the nights that I was actually playing by myself. I didn't have anybody else on. I'm just like, you know, screw it. I just really want to get into a match that is at least 10, 15 points behind. And I would fight my hardest to try to turn that match around. And really exciting moments would happen whenever it did happen. I'm not going to say it happened all the time, but the times that it did happen, inevitably, I had people that sent me, you know, friend requests and stuff. Just like, oh my gosh, dude, that was awesome. We had so much fun. And then, you know, kind of form some new relationships off of that. And that's just from, you know, being a tryhard. You know, you can call me a tryhard. I don't care. It's fine. But I loved being able to get in there and, you know, do everything that I could to turn that match around. And ultimately, that makes you a better player. I'm not going to say that I enjoy it like that, but, you know, at least make the best out of whatever you get. I think that's a lot of what's going on right now for gaming in general. There's so many people that have, you know, complaints or ideas. And, you know, God love it, all of us. You know, we all have those thoughts in our mind of what we want in our games. But honestly, sometimes the voice doesn't need to be heard from every person in the community. It just makes it so hard. The deluge of complaints and arguments about stuff. And it's just like, guys, we've been hashing over this for 2 years now, 3 years now, you know, it becomes a toxic background. And I'm ready for Halo to get back to what it was. Friends getting together, turning on your Xbox, the second that you're on, people are like, come on, dude, come on, let's go play. And then staying up for hours at end, just having an absolutely fun time.
Yeah, I mean, that's what introduced me to the Halo franchise at its best. Like, when I never even knew online multiplayer existed, like, the way it was. Like, when me and my friends were doing split screen, that's all I knew. And I was having a blast then, too. I mean, we were sitting there punching each other right next to each other, you know. this dude, like, controllers flying and everything else. And it's like, my friend introduced me to online multiplayer for Halo 3 on the 360. And it just blew my mind that I was having a conversation back and forth with a guy that was all the way in England when it was like 6 o'clock my time and it was going like 4 o'clock in the morning his time. Like, it was crazy. And it was a blast. Like, and I still talk to him to this day. Like, he was the very first person I ever met in multiplayer, and I still talk to him to this day. And we still have a blast. Like, it's just crazy.
Although, to that point, though, it does make me miss LAN parties, because you do have that kind of intercomradery there where you can yell at somebody just that's immediately across the room.
Nothing for like
some random stick, and it's like, oh, I'm going to get you back.
And I wish I experienced some LAN parties.
There's something about just being in the same room with somebody and being able to yell across the way over to somebody.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I just did that to you, buddy. Sit down.
It's electric. It's a feeling. It feels really good, especially when you get the head snipe or something. You know, it's like, oh, what do you think? Got you. I do want to insert this, though. There's a lot of just cleaning it up in general, and I'm probably going to get some hate mail about all this, but we just got to be smart, guys. Got to be mature. You know, I started playing this game a long time ago, and I must say I was part of that group of people that I got kind of cross on some of my words sometimes, you know? I can't lie. There was a few nights I got on and probably had a few too many drinks or whatever, you know? And I felt bad because there was times I had gotten into a party with people that, you know, we were saying some things that really were inappropriate. And I just wish that Halo LAN would happen again. But there's some words I wish I could take back and just say, you know, I probably shouldn't have started that. I probably shouldn't have, you know, gone along with my friends. And I'm not going to say it here, obviously, but just keep it clean, you know? ODST did it right. They said, keep it clean. I like that.
Yeah, I mean,
that's become a motto of mine.
I think, honestly, that's what killed in-game chatter for any Halo game. Yeah. Like, I don't ever see anybody talk in a Halo game. I mean, granted, it's been broken, but
everybody's on a party now.
Well, like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, there is no online chatter anymore, and the online chatter that is there is kids that are about 9 through 14 years old, and they don't understand what's going on most of the time. You know, people are going in there just
smack talk.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's a big one.
See, it's weird. Like, I know we all say, like, oh, it's all these pissed off little 8-year-olds, but man, I hear stuff from just as many adults that you would think, you know, we're more mature than this.
Just
as bad, if not worse, because, you know, they're a little more in tune with the world.
Oh, I've just about reached through my mic and grabbed people.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
You know, these are guys that are, you know, roughly my age. You know.
Yeah.
You know, this, okay, you know, I can kind of understand it from, you know, a 21-year-old Because at 21, you're still a kid. You still have a lot of those teenage tendencies. But, mm-hmm. you know, when you're talking to a guy that's 35, 40, he ought to know better.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just pure respect. I mean,
you know.
There you go. There you go.
And I've come, respect you know, yourself I come across and a lot. Yeah, I've come across a lot of people like that. And, you know, it's right. That is right. It's pretty much killed the chat. And that's been ever since Halo 3 for me.
Well, it, I mean,
granted, every time I go into a matchmaking game, I have my mic on, but nobody else in there does.
Yeah, I just yep.
When I get the random game where I get a team of people that actually have mics, it usually floors me.
Yeah,
and yeah, everybody I mean, in there.
Usually, when I play like within Team Slayer or something like that, like how I said, I'm usually in a party. Like, it's simple as that. Like, I'm when a group of people that know that I know what they're doing. You know, I don't have to worry about a random that has going to drag the team down, which is usually my case. But it's one of those things where times change. You know, everything's mm-hmm. completely different now. It's when, I mean, people are using Skype on their Xbox to talk with people. Everything is just completely different compared to what it was. And I think that's what kind of killed the community aspect of Halo in a way, because when you were, you know, chilling out doing your thing, you had these people, you know, having a conversation about the last movie that came out that you want to go see, then that connected, you became friends, and then you have online friends, and that's where everything starts growing. You know, you have a list of people that you never see in your life, but you talk to them like you know them for years. It's just mm-hmm. it's not like that anymore.
I met some good people online in game chat, though. I still talk to this day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have too. Everybody on my friends list is someone that actually had a mic on while playing. You know, I don't. Yeah. You know, I get friend requests all the time. You know, from randoms that I play with, but if they don't play with a mic, I don't accept them.
That's a good point. Now I'm starting to think about it myself. Yeah, it seems like I have more. Because no, hang on, I have all friends that had a mic. You're right.
Yeah, because if you're going to play a game without a mic, I can't get to know you to even consider putting you on my friends list.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a mess, and there are things about it that are good and things about it that are bad. Yeah, some of the best times I've ever had were LAN parties on the original Xbox mm-hmm. with me and my buddies, but life gets in the way.
Yeah. I mean,
we all got older, we had more responsibilities and stuff like that. So, we got Xbox Live so that we could squeeze in, our gameplay sessions into a tighter space. And, then of course the older you get, the more complicated your life can get. And honestly, the guys that I used to play LAN with, a lot of them I know in person, so I talk to them on a regular basis, but I don't ever see them online. Hmm. It's just, kind of the way things went. It just, matter of fact, most of them don't even play Halo anymore, which is really sad.
Yeah, I know.
But, I still have up until recently, because his account got deactivated, I had my first online friend on my friends list, and he was up in Toronto, Canada. I've got a couple of friends on my friends list. They're over in England, but I haven't talked to them in 2 years because we just never seem to, match up at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a great thing, and it's a real pain in the butt all in the same sentence.
Yeah.
I think, though, the best way to get introduced to any game, especially when it comes to Halo, is you got to be in a LAN party for your first experience. Like, I'm not saying like you have to, but I think that's how you're gonna experience the best in a Halo game. Like, I honestly feel that's the way it should be.
I think it's Halo multiplayer in its purest form.
Yeah,
yeah. I think that's where you're gonna have your most memorable experiences. Those are going to be the ones that really stick with you. Don't get me wrong. You'll have memorable experiences just playing matchmaking online, but just getting a group of people together in a room and, just smack talking across the room, throwing, Cheetos at each other, all that. It's a different kind of memory. And, mm-hmm. you know, like I said, it's when it comes to playing Halo, they're some of my best memories.
Yeah. I just had a LAN party a couple days ago that I went to, and it was just, it was crazy. It really was. Like, when we popped in Halo, I mean, we went to the 360s, so we actually could do a LAN. Right. But like, when we were doing it, like, my friend got to the point, and I've never seen him do this, so it was something that I really enjoyed witnessing, but when that controller flew across the room, it was crazy. Like, I never witnessed it before, but it's like you had to have been there to seen it to get that experience. So it was crazy. I mean, we had a good time.
Did you set one on fire?
No, not this
time. Okay,
cannot just blame checking. BioWolf for that one.
No, no Xbox is caught on fire or anything caught on fire at that matter.
I've come to fist fights in Halo 1 lands. Back in the day. I mean, we had a very, very competitive crew. Wow. Well, we were all, you know, all from like basketball, football, wrestling backgrounds. And, you know, that's what we did Friday night after the football game got out, is we'd go LAN for a bunch of hours and, you know, testosterone's going.
Testosterone.
You know, we're all a bunch of 16 to 18 year olds. What are you going to do when you get upset? You're going to
headshot.
You're going to go slug your friend in the arm and he's going to take it a little too sensitive.
Yeah.
Bam.
Broken nose, busted teeth, missed, like just black eyes, shiners, all that good stuff. Dude.
I wouldn't trade it for the world though.
That's
so masculine.
That's really ridiculous.
Don't land with me.
Dangerous.
I'm worried about RTX.
We're going to be landing with RTX, dude. You know that, right?
Oh boy,
RTX man,
it's gonna be glorious. All right,
I'll just fart and knock y'all out.
Oh god,
that's disturbing.
Well, we're all from different areas, but I think the excitement that most people have felt at LAN parties is harkened to like karaoke, right? Has anybody from here not done karaoke?
I've watched people do karaoke.
So you've probably seen it, you know, or whatever.
Never will attempt it.
Never will attempt to talk about it, but you guys know what it is, right?
Once it's like,
yeah.
I mean, you could say that, and it doesn't matter what age group you are. Just about everybody should know what that is.
Right.
But, I mean, that excitement that you get with karaoke, and by far I'm not a big karaoke fan, but I'm just saying it's that feeling of, here's the mic, and you pass it to the next person.
Mom spaghetti.
And, yeah, that mom spaghetti.
Really?
And,
really?
That feeling.
You knew it was going to come.
It was going to come up. But that same excitement that you have whenever you're at like a karaoke party or something, you know, and you have that nervousness, like you see the people up there on the stage doing it. And even if they're in a group of people, which that can be safer too, but you know, you're excited, you're nervous. You want to get up there. You want to try it out. You're mm-hmm. looking through the book, maybe, you know, deciding on a song to do. And you're like, I don't know. And then if you ever do get a chance to get the mic, it's all you know? And for me, that's what Halo LAN was like. The first time I tried, I was like, oh my gosh, this is, I'm so nervous right now because all my friends are looking at me and I know I can play Halo, but to play in front of them, you know, and I got three other people on my team expecting me to get this flag and we knew this route, you know, we've done this many times. We know where we're going, but to have to do it there with these people watching and then the excitement. Whenever you do get that awesome triple kill, you know, or that amazing no scope and the room just lights up and they're like, oh man, dude. And that feeling, oh, if you haven't LAN before, guys, trust me, you got to put together some boxes and LAN.
I'd like to do that.
Oh man.
The closest thing I've done to LAN was at a convention because I don't know many people who would LAN around here.
Yeah, that's really, a lot of fun. That's Halo.
It was for me, it was that college thing to do late at night on Thursday or Friday nights kind of thing.
You'd be lucky to find at least a full team of four people to like play.
Yeah, I mean, the most that I've seen in a LAN so far was a full group of 20 guys. Then it was crazy. And the thing is, I met a lot of people that way. You bring people that you never met before and then you share an interest and it just goes crazy from there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think the best LAN that I've seen so far was the Halo 2 line that we seen at RTX that me and Dust witnessed. Like, that was insane. Like, just Ghost and the Army and everybody else is going at it with each other. Like, it was crazy. Like, the environment that you're in was just nuts.
Yeah. So for the rest of the update, as we're going through,
we slight sidetrack.
I know, just a little bit.
We like to do that.
We have the so we got the ranking, we got the quitting and betrayals. Halo CE has a few updates to look at. Resolved an issue that was causing off-host players to deal more damage than host in peer-to-peer games. I'm not sure exactly how that happens.
All right.
Yeah.
But it's dedicated servers.
No.
I know.
This says peer-to-peer games, not
dedicated. Okay.
All right.
I follow. Yeah.
Which is
That's weird. A real thing.
Yeah.
Witnessing it is horrible.
So the next one is updated Derelict to include the rocket launcher when selecting the classic weapon set.
All right.
Made improvements to vehicle weapon accuracy.
Oh, give me the gauze.
This is Halo 1. This is just Halo 1, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so, never mind.
You could have the Rocket Hog.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, good. I need that accurate long range. Cross-map rocket.
Because, correct me if I'm wrong, but a lot of the vehicle weapon accuracy was pretty crap in the original Halo.
It was awful.
Yeah.
You couldn't hit anything with that tank.
So, why improve the accuracy?
Maybe for it was fun. Worse than it was before.
I guess.
It may have been. It very well could have been.
I have to admit that the chain gun on the Warthog, it seemed to be a lot harder to get a kill with it in MCC than it did in the original.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
The bullet spread seemed to be a lot wider than it did previously. Of course, it could be that I've just gotten used to, you know, using the Halo 3 and the Halo 4 Hog too. So
that's how I felt too, Todd. I was thinking, is it just me or is this these shots not doing what they're supposed to do? And then I just kind of chalked it all up to, oh well, that was CE.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All I know is anytime you get in the vehicle in CE, you're basically hosed. I mean, you don't do anything. It just seems like the ghost is basically going the same speed as the guys that are walking next to you. Half the time you jump in the Warthog to go get a flag, and if you flipped it, Lord forbid, you're your own worst enemy. All of a sudden, betrayal.
You know? Yeah, you barely get touched. Yeah.
I think the first time me and Dust played on MCC Halo 1, he came through the teleporter, and he's like, hey, come pick me up in the Warthog. Hey, wait. And it's like, I barely even nudged him, and he's like, betrayal.
Tap.
Love it.
Oh man.
Yeah.
I hate that.
I would not change that thing for anything.
Anything?
Keep fragging trucks.
Yeah.
The Jeep. Exactly. Next one is resolved an issue that caused incorrect bullet and grenade collision with an invisible object on the map Derelict.
What?
What the hell?
Somebody ran object? Into it.
I guess.
It's like Fight Club. We just don't talk about that. Just never mind that thing. It's invisible. Let's not talk.
Well, I mean, I've run into collision issues in, the campaign, but I hadn't run into anything on any of the multiplayer maps.
Well, you think that the conversion for the multiplayer is pretty standard, going from platform to platform. It's really weird that you would get some kind of object being incorrectly translated over, and I'm wondering if that's just something that was in the original game that never got addressed and people are now just finding out about it, or if this was something that did get incorrectly transferred. And
no, I mean, it could have been a bug, you know, just a bug in the software, you know, when they actually made the transfer. But you know, like I said, it's something I've never run across it. I'd be interested to see where they were actually where that problem actually existed on Derelict.
I don't know.
May have to do some YouTube searching.
Right?
Anything can happen in MCC nowadays.
Well, I mean, in the campaign, they have a problem because, they retextured everything and, updated graphics and everything. Well, they didn't quite get everything back in the same line. So, you think you're clear, but the collision window around the original object is still there. So, you shoot a grunt or something, and the bullet just doesn't go anywhere.
Huh. That's not good.
No, it's not. But, you know, it's just, you know, it's an issue the campaign had. I just never seen it. I never have seen it in the multiplayer.
Gotcha. So for the last one on Halo CE, we have update the boxer controller layout by switching the switch grenade and throw grenade buttons.
All right.
Okay.
Apparently that was a problem.
I guess so.
It makes a difference.
Halo 2 Classic resolved a hitbox issue where shooting an enemy weapon from the front would not cause damage.
Oh, I don't think I ever ran into that problem.
That one's very oddly specific. Why the front? Like the front of any weapon? Or just like certain ones?
That's what I think. I don't know.
I guess I said that was specific and now I'm questioning the specificity of it. Anyways, so that's fixed. And then corrected the matchmaking team ball respawn modifier from inheritance to none. Okay, sure. yeah, again, some of these are things that we're not exactly sure what they do, but we just know that they do something. Halo 3, this is the big one. This is where a lot of stuff got changed. Griffball being one of them. Updated Halo 3 Forge to include editing for all game types. So for those that are Griffball conscientious or who are big forgers, you know that the game type specific forging stuff was not there for Halo 3. So they've gone and added those back in.
So Halo 3 MLG game types have already been made and maps for the people that like those. So that was awesome. I just finished downloading all those.
Nice.
Sweet. Nice. Like also, Onslaught and all those?
No, the Onslaught maps aren't there yet, but all the in-game ones, I honestly don't think we're going to see Onslaught in there. I don't think the Forgers want to remake that one.
Wasn't that a popular one, though?
It was extremely popular, and probably one of the best ones besides the Pit, but I don't think some... it was Salit? I don't really know how to pronounce it, to be honest, but I don't think he's going to come back and rework something when he's been working on Halo 2 Anniversary maps.
Fair enough.
I'm waiting for the Halo 3 Griffball playlist now.
We'll see if it comes. I would love to see a Griffball playlist. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, I've been like anticipating that since launch.
I think a lot of people have.
Yeah. Maybe we'll finally see it now. Maybe. Okay.
So here's a quick question, not something to derail us, but why do you guys think that Griffball took off so much better, or at least had a warmer invite than my Xbox is fired up in my ear, made me lose my train of thought. Isn't this horrible? Jesus.
Ricochet?
Ricochet, thank you. Why do you think that Griffball took so well versus the way that Ricochet has been received?
I think it's trying to connect to two different communities. Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think...
Like, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, like, I think it, because it was a community creation that everybody was liking.
It's like that. It was like kinda took off. Unexpected game types.
Yeah, I mean, it was fun. Like, it was something completely different than we've seen before. You know, you weren't using guns. You were using hammers and swords, trying to get the ball to one side. And it was different. It was something unique that we haven't seen before. And I think that's the reason why it kind of took off a lot better than Ricochet. Granted, I like Ricochet a lot.
Here you go.
Yeah, like, I love it. Like, I really did. Like, I didn't care for it as much in Halo 4 than I did in Halo 2 Anniversary.
Yeah. It was a little tough to get used to in Halo 4.
Yeah. Especially when you could literally jump across the entire map by holding the ball. That just...
Ugh. Yeah.
Anyway. Mm-hmm. That was annoying. But, I think Griffball, because it was a community-created game type that everybody kind of just went with. And I mean, given the fact that it was Rooster Teeth that kind of made it up, everybody kind of wanted to see it, and that kind of blew up, and then that got introduced to their friends, and that blew up from that standpoint. Like, it blew up because it was something different. And I think it was because it wasn't Halo 3, and there wasn't too many community creations that were known for that. I think that's the reason why everybody liked it so much.
Oh, that's kind of what I was asking. I appreciate that.
You could say something similar with zombies or infection.
Absolutely.
Because yeah. I started as a community game type, and it just kind of grew out of it.
I think Griffball kind of started as this like fun casual game, though. But then people started seeing the competitive side in it, where zombies, you know, that's casual. It really is. Like, you can't really...
But you still have zombies, a fan base.
I'm a zombie slayer pro. Yeah, there's a fan base, but it's more kind of like kicking it kind of casual play, you know, fan base, where Griffball was a casual. Like, when Griffball first came out, I was like, oh, this is a cool little fun game type. Nice to kind of dabble in. But then, you know, you got like the people like Griffball Hub were like, this, there's something here. Yeah. And it's a different type of competitive where.
Yeah. It's like a sport.
Yeah. Where HCS is, you know, it's a different, well, I guess HCS in its form that we see it today is more of a gun based, you know, strategy, which there's strategy, but it's just a totally different type of ball game. Between the two, it's like football and basketball. You can't really put them both on the same field and expect both of them to be the same. You know, I don't know.
Right.
So why not give Griffball the opportunity? You know, and I'm just asking this openly to everyone. Let's just think about it. Why wouldn't we want to have HCS try out Griffball just to see what it's like?
I think in mass, it doesn't connect to the everyday player.
No, okay.
It does. Where if somebody sees a BR, they'd be like, "Hey, I know that. Okay, I know this map."
If you want the Griffball tournament experience, you can help fund the Griffball.
There you go. No, right, I'm not saying RTX. That.
Yes.
Shut up! I'm nicking my plug, dude.
Oh, it's a plug. It's a perfect segue.
I was trying to make a seamless plug, and you just ruined it.
Nice going, Haas. Nice
I ruined it.
Way to go, man.
I'm leaving.
Aw, don't leave. But no, to your point, though, I think it's just something that it resonates with this very specific part of the community, and I think part of the Griffball backing is it was Rooster Teeth. It originated in Rooster Teeth, so it obviously had the community there really back it. Whereas with Ricochet, this came out straight from the developer. It's like, okay, here's our take of a sports thing within Halo. And really, Ricochet kind of fits in like any other generic game type would, and I think Griffball has that association with it because it was created by the community, it has the community backing to it, and it's just something that's been translated over the years. And it's taken work to get it there, like with Halo as it stands from the viewpoint of MLG, it started getting there, I think, what, the first MLG event was, what, 2002? For Ooh. Halo? For Halo 1? So, that was already there, and it didn't take long for people to really realize the competitive nature of Halo, whereas Griffball, yeah, you had people playing it for fun, but it really didn't become this esports thing, really, until about 2-3 years ago. So, I think that's part of it, where you have Griffball, which has actually taken time to build up as... I mean, what I would consider an actual competitive Halo mode, whereas you have stuff like HCS and MLG, which is your typical first-person shooter esports arena type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I'm not going to pretend like Griffball is extremely difficult. I mean, it takes talent to be able to play it competitively, but I do think that the gun work that Halo offers. It's not representative in Griffball, so I understand that side of it. As somebody that does love to play competitively and coordinating strike, though, and map control, seeing that open square of a room and being able to coordinate with your players, that's amazing to me. And you can actually do it in Griffball. And
I think in Halo 4, they stepped it up a notch with Halo 4 Griffball because of the fact that you could pass and sprint, which makes it more fast-paced and more communication involved, and it's more action, so you're not as bored as in like Halo 3, where it just seems slower paced in Halo Reach.
Yeah, the sprinting part of it, that's definitely more represented when it comes to the Halo 4 Griffball style. I didn't think about that, Ty, you're right. That is something that was a good element of it. There were several things I felt... kind of threw it off a little bit, but that's one I did like. It's a quick story. I remember sharing this with Haas before, and I need to get my 360 back out now that I got my my capture card and actually take some footage and upload it. But I remember one of my best teams that I had with Griffball, and we would coordinate together. A lot of times I was the ball carrier, and you could time it out just right to where you'd grab the ball back up just a little bit, and your teammates would sledge the ground and you know, launch you into the air. It's called a flower. You know, you're flowering. I remember doing that, and we got to a point where we could do it so well, almost every time we could land it. And we were on Foundry, and that's correct. That's where it was first started, on Foundry. And there's a little ledge there on Foundry, if you look up in the ceiling. Oh, and yeah. Around the top, there's like a little bitty ledge that goes the entire span of the room.
Oh, yes.
And it was amazing. I was able to get hit that one time. We were trying to flower. I flew in right over the top of the goal. And instead of going down into the goal, I caught that little lip right on the top of the ceiling. And I was able to hold there. I could crouch right on this little ledge. And it was hilarious watching people scurry around, because on my radar, or on their radar, they could see my blip. But they couldn't see where I was, and they weren't looking up, of course, because no one had seen that before. And they were just scurrying around, and then I dropped in and immediately armed the bomb, of course. So that was awesome. Times like that, I missed that part of getting to play it. So,
yeah. And I think for Ricochet, there is that mix of 343 trying to make a sport out of a first-person shooter, trying to mesh... Mm-hmm. The first-person shooter genre that's been typically associated with Halo through MLG, and then take Griffball and make a sport out of it. And I guess people just didn't really take too much to that, whether it be that it was just introduced in Halo 4, or whether or not that maybe it just doesn't click as with as many people. Because, I mean, Griffball is a pretty sizable community, but everyone that plays Griffball loves Griffball for a certain reason, whereas you people play Halo, they love Halo right. Because it has the Halo title in it, it's well known for being a good first person shooter, yada yada yada. There's more of an intent to play Griffball. Like, if you're playing Griffball, you're playing Griffball because you know what Griffball is and you're playing to play Griffball. At least that's Agreed. The way I feel about it. That improvement is huge, and I know Griffball Hub was pretty much thinking the multiplayer gods for that.
They had like a kickoff stream.
I know. Right? I
got it now. Yeah. Watch our Forge Court get made. Woo!
Yay!
I think before, like, they actually fixed the Halo 3 Griffball, they had to use like teleporters or something on the map.
I don't even know.
Because the spawns wouldn't work or something like that. I forgot. I was watching it. And
during the early days.
Yeah.
Yeah, if someone spawned in the back room of Foundry, they had a teleporter where you would teleport into the middle of the map.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I remember that.
That's a throwback.
Going old school.
Throwback.
Mm-hmm.
Throwback Thursday.
There it is.
There you go. So, other things on the list for Halo 3. Made significant improvements to Halo 3 audio, specifically in regards to weapon fire and sound effects.
My favorite part of the Halo 3 update. I know the Forge. I know the Forge thing is really important, but oh my god, that drove me nuts. You could never tell where anything was coming from. Like, the surround sound sounded like if somebody surround was shooting mono. A beat. Yeah, it was surround mono. It was just, you know, like you're engulfed in this dome. It was, oh my god, it was so bad.
It never bothered me. I don't know, I just dealt with it.
Well, I can't deal with that. I'm a snob.
No, I completely understand. I mean, when it comes to sound, that's something that I stick to really quick. I mean, like, that's half the experience that you're getting.
Sometimes when I play Halo, I usually listen to music at the same time, too.
I can't. I can, but...
I've noticed my gameplay is horrible when I listen to music compared to when I'm not listening to music.
I don't see how people can focus. Like, for me, it just doesn't work. I have to be completely engaged in the game. I can do people chattering and talking, that kind of stuff, because it pertains to the game. But I cannot do music and play. I can even play without any audio. Like, I'll be on the phone with my parents or something, and I'll be playing. Yeah. I'm still doing okay. But when it comes to music or anything that really detracts or distracts in that regard, just kind of a complete audio overload, it just doesn't work.
I could chew gum, play Halo, and listen to music.
Well, that's the complete opposite to me, though. Like, whenever I do LANs or if I'm just doing Rumble or something like that, I just turn on some tunes and I'm just going at it. Like, and I usually get, I'm actually better in it. Like, when it yeah. comes to by myself, I do a lot better in that than compared to, like, what if I'm talking with people in, like, Rumble or something like that. Mm-hmm. I do completely horrible. So, it's I'm kind of the reverse on that.
Well, I'm game audio and nothing else.
Wow.
Like, so if I'm running solo, I just crank it. And like, I just want to hear a pin drop if there's a pin drop in the game. Then if I'm in a team, you know, in a multiplayer style, it's still just game audio. I cannot, no noise. I don't want people talking. Like, game talk is okay, but if somebody's like talking to me on the side or something, I tune you out. My wife will attest to that.
Haas has control issues.
My wife will come down and be like,
did you hear me? And I was like, what are you talking about? You're even here?
Okay, that might be a problem.
So Haas sleeps on the couch a lot. Just, you know, everybody knows.
Honey, there's a fire in the oven. Wait, what?
There's fire right behind you.
Stop talking. I'm about to get a triple kill. Can't you see me?
The turkey can win.
Extermination.
No shields on BR3.
Double kill. Triple kill. Oh!
I mean, you know, that's the whole reason I spend the money I do on headsets.
Yep.
It's so I can hear the game audio. And the one thing that bugged me in Halo 4 was the music.
So loud.
In multiplayer, yeah. And they still have it. Yeah. I hope they take it out. I hope they take
it out. Or have a toggle.
It does nothing for me. Nothing. Yeah.
You know, there's some people that probably like having the music in there to increase the intensity. But give me the option to turn it off.
Yeah, like
I don't need more intensity when it's 2-2 and I have the game-winning flag halfway through the map and all my team is dead.
Yeah.
The intensity's there already.
Or if you're watching HTS, for example, and you see the games that are like 49-47.
Yeah. Like, I want to hear the chatter. I don't want to hear your loud noises.
You want the suspenseful quiet. It's like, okay.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Like,
whenever something goes off, you're going to hear it.
Is it was dead silent and you didn't know when someone was going to jump out at you.
Mm-hmm. Well, the problem I have with it is that it gets so intense and loud that it starts to cover up the game noise. Yeah. You know, the stuff I listen to for clues that somebody's coming up to behind me or, you know, where did that last shot come from? Right. And the game music covers that up.
Yeah.
You know, I just, in Halo 5, and I would love it if they added it to MCC. But in Halo 5, let me turn that off.
Yep. Yeah.
Please.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing that I've butted heads with a lot of people with it, though, is I've went back and forth, and Brett was actually in the chat when we're saying this, but a lot of people were talking about sound when you get hit markers in Halo 5, when you get those hit markers, when you actually hit them. I personally like those better than actually seeing the little hit markers that pop up on the site. It's one of those things. It's audio. Like, I hear it. Like, I like listening around. But if you're having so much stuff clutter that experience, it's not any good. What's and the fact though? that was another thing that we brought up too. Is like, what happens if you wore death? So like, they should have blind? A talk. Well, they ain't playing video games. I mean, the color blind's one thing, but
you still have ears and smell. Well, I don't know if you could smell.
I about to say, I don't think smell really helps you in this situation.
Smell-o-vision Halo.
You can taste.
It's a dream of mine.
Yeah,
to smell the flood and the rotting flesh.
No,
and a nose. And
that's disturbing, dude. What the hell?
But what would Halo smell like, though?
Well, the actual ring, it probably smells like super pure. But, you know, when the flood come around, you're probably like...
Yeah, if there was a nose dock on the Xbox One...
Who didn't take the trash out?
Wow, we're getting so far off here.
back to the sound.
Next Halo update includes smell-o-vision.
Gosh.
That would be a sight to see. Like, have these pros have these things up their nose as they're like playing. Oh man,
no.
This would go over just about as well.
Like a breathing mask.
Okay, we're moving on. I'm sorry. We've derailed enough on that one. That's gone way too far. Made improvements to Halo 3 multiplayer networking stability. Made improvements to Halo 3's controller dead zones. Resolved issues that were causing Halo 3 multiplayer stats to not track correctly. I didn't know that was a thing. Resolved lighting and shading issues occurring on the sandbox multiplayer map. Resolved an issue where the begins with a single step achievement did not unlock correctly. And resolved an issue where the golf club object did not appear correctly in Forge.
Yes! So excited about the golf
club. Someone's excited about golf balls.
No, the club. The club.
Or sorry, the golf club.
Yeah.
Clubbing it up. I just really wish they would fix the sensitivity on Halo 3. Like, how fast did it... Like, that... Me and Haas had a conversation about that the other day, and it's... I play on a low sensitivity, as it is, and, like, when I'm playing on Halo 3, it feels so off.
I play on, like, 5. Halo 3 has always felt off to me, though, compared to all the other Halo games.
But compared to actually, like, Halo 3 on the 360, it feels so much more enhanced. Like, it really does. Like, I don't...
It's better, but the... The aiming system, I forget what they call it. I can't think of it off the top of my head.
Auto-aim?
It's bad, where it speeds up. It's like accelerated aiming or something like that. Like, it speeds up the longer you look at one direction. I can't stand it.
All I know is that in Halo 3 with the BR, I can't hit crap. And in Halo 2 and Halo 4, I can.
I'm the same way.
I can hit. I don't mind Halo 3's aiming at all for some reason. I'm just a kind of weird guy, I guess.
I've always had issues aiming with Halo 3. I've always had issues.
It's leading the shots.
Well, it's
even knowing leading the shots. Just
yeah, it's. It seems like the BR, the bullet grouping on the Halo 3 BR, the spread is just a lot wider. You know, I'll get hits, but it's like only one bullet hits out of the three. And at the same distance in either Halo 2 or Halo 4, I nail all three bullets. And it could be just the way I play, but there's something different about the Halo 3 BR that makes it really hard for me to, you know, hit medium range shots. Now, up close, that's a different story, but... It, you know, then you're getting into assault rifle range for me is when it, you know, when I can actually start to be relatively effective with the BR. Now, I've noticed in the Master Chief Collection, it's not as bad as it was on 360 for me, at least, but I still have a lot of problem with it.
I haven't played
enough recently. So maybe this will get better.
Yeah, I haven't played enough recently, and even comparing side by side games like vanilla versus Master Chief Collection, I haven't even done that to really know what the big difference is between those, like the dead zones, that the acceleration and the quirks with moving. Because I know for Halo 3, there was a lot, or this at least is how I interpret it, there was a lot more up and down movement than side to side movement than there were in the past Halo games, where it felt like it was a lot more rounded with 1-2 Breach and 4, whereas you look up and look down, look left, look right, the speed's about the same, whereas it seems like the vertical speed change in Halo 3 was significantly more than the side-to-side, or at least that's just the way it felt.
Well, you've always been able to look left and right faster than you could up and down.
But it seemed a lot more awkward in Halo 3. It didn't feel as... The
it was a lot more noticeable.
Yeah, the methods by which you look seem a lot more uniform across 1-2, reach, and 4 than it does with 3. At least to me it feels that way. I mean other people can contradict
that. I totally agree. Totally agree.
Another thing, 343, allow us to adjust the sensitivity on 2 axes on each thumbstick. Left, right, up, down.
Really?
Huh. That's getting a little too...
Getting in there.
Hey, if I'm going to wish, I'm going to wish big.
All I'm wanting is to have the sprint for Halo 5 on that left thumbstick. And if I got that, then I think I'll be pretty happy with it. I can adjust the other buttons.
Yeah, I could deal with that.
But yeah, that is the only thing in the beta I had to get used to.
And I just don't like zooming in with my left trigger.
Left trigger.
I don't like that. I like using a stick.
It just, yeah. I mean, I'm kind of was a big COD player at one point, and like it felt natural going in. Like, and as horrible as it sounds, saying that, it felt, like I said, it felt natural going in with Halo 5 to using that trigger. But I went straight to bumper jumper, and it was a drastic improvement. It really was. Like I went in there, and it was 30 times better than what it was just with using the trigger.
Any other game besides Halo, I could do left trigger, but just Halo's that game where it just feels good on the stick, even though as odd as that.
Having to squeeze the trigger with your left pointer finger and then use your left thumb, that's very challenging for someone that's been playing Halo for a while. I think that's what you're describing, and I had that same feeling too. I played bumper jumper for many, many years, and unlike Beowulf, whenever I jumped into Halo 5, I was just like, oh, perfect, bumper jumper, sweet. And then I started playing it, and I'm like, no, not sweet. I'm all over the place. I was having problems. And I actually reverted back to default out of all controls. And and there's just something about it. It just felt better to me. And I don't know. The more I started thinking about it, I feel that default should have that left thumbstick sprint. And other than that, that was about the only thing to me that I felt was really off. And that's probably just because I've been playing a lot of Destiny too, but that left thumbstick, being able to press it into sprint, it feels good. And if they can make it happen, I'll be a happy Halo player.
I have a hard time with grenade not being on the left trigger. That, like, especially in Halo, like for the frequency you use grenades and like the strategy you use them in grenade, it just feels right at home on your left trigger. When you press B, it just, or you know, whatever button you choose, it doesn't feel right in terms of Halo. Like in Call of Duty and Destiny, you could put it on a bumper or a button because I don't feel like they have the same importance as they do in Halo. You know, what's the triangle of Halo? Grenades, melee, and shooting, right?
Yep.
It's an important thing. It's not aim down sights, shooting, grenade, and melee.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, there's a lot of stuff that we saw in the beta that we kind of see has been codified a little bit. And I know that we talked about some of that stuff and keeping that weapon balance there. So, sorry, Barry, what were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say, like, the one thing that really kind of drove me nuts was the thrusters and the clamber out of the things that we're doing. Like, I never understood how the whole button system worked for ground pound. That went out the window. I tried it so many. I'm like, I don't get it. Like, what am I doing?
Like, I think I used it twice by accident. Yeah.
And
sometimes, like, I try to jump and then I hover.
Yeah.
I try to crouch jump, I think.
Yeah, I mean, but it was this clamber and thrusters that kind of, like, when I went back to playing Halo 4, like, I was thinking I was literally thrusting and, like, clambering. Like, it was like a muscle memory type deal from playing it from that much. I'm like, oh.
Clamber was definitely a big help in Halo 5.
Yeah, the clamber was neat to me. I thought it was very natural feeling. It didn't feel out of place. Someone that's played Halo for so long and, you know, just jumping up in the air, it's kind of flighty in general and compared to what other FPSs are like. The clambering to me felt very natural, and it just took a few games and I was like, I got this. I know whenever I jump up to grab this ledge, I just, you know, my brain knew exactly which button to push. So I say bring it. I want to play more of that beta right now.
Hell yeah.
I think everybody does.
Well, I think if they did another beta, it would be a big team.
Well, I think if they do another beta, I think they're going to do a stress test for the servers. I think that's honestly what they're going to go for. I mean, they show
feedback, right?
Yeah, exactly. So like they have that feedback and they're going to, I mean, we haven't seen anything with big team. I know that's a huge thing for a lot of the community because that's something that they really enjoy. But I think for this launch to go smoothly, they need to get as many people as on that server or servers as possible. That way they don't have an excuse to have like, oh well, we weren't expecting as much flow on these as much as that. Like, so like another not necessarily a beta, but a stress test is something that we need.
When would you see another beta then? Since
I would say around August. I would say August or September around
I'd
that
say
way.
August or something. Because then you got September to work on some stuff.
Yeah.
But since you're saying a stress test, what is that? You think they're just going to do it for a limited time only? It's going to be like for just a weekend for 3 days? Or what do you think?
I think it should be a weekend stress test.
I would say
a
full week.
Just like Destiny's big stress test. I think they did it really well.
They
right?
did. Yeah.
Like they did the one world, here you go, everybody, hop on, have fun.
At one
and then
time
they're like,
too.
oh, by the way, we're going to open up the moon for you. Like, just like if 343 said, oh, by the way, we're going to give you X map. We're going to give you a sneak peek at this remake of a big team battle map. Everybody just floods to that playlist one more time.
Exactly.
And
that's what we need. Yeah.
Like, it'd be a perfect Sunday night type deal.
Oh yeah, I mean, not to mention it's during the summer too. Like, I think honestly, and I say this with a lot of because my little brother's getting out of school, but I think they would honestly at their best try to do it during summer sometime. Mm-hmm. That way when all the kids that when mommy and daddy buy their game for them, they can actually go in and just hop on, you know, that way they're not worrying about school and, you know, homework and everything like that. Not to mention college kids would probably jump on there as more.
Yeah, everyone's off around that time.
Yeah. So like everybody's going to have a break. And I mean, and as crazy as to say, teachers will have off too. I know a lot of a couple of my teachers that I know actually were gamers, which was interesting. Lucky I never would have thought that. Mm-hmm. But no, I mean, like everybody's off during that time. I mean, and when everybody's during like on work or whatever, they come home and they relax and they unwind and do that for a little bit. So I think, honestly, their best bet is probably like around July, August sometime. It's probably their best bet to go to flood those servers as much as they can.
Well, with everything that they're going to be doing promoting Halo 5 with all the conventions and whatnot, I don't know if doing a beta is something that is kind of in the pipeline. Now, I would agree with like Haas and what everyone else is saying, where it is if you are going to do a beta, that it is going to be kind of a stress test. But I think we already... I mean, to be honest, I think the Master Chief Collection was kind of the stress test for Halo games on the Xbox One.
No, I don't...
Don't you think it would also be a good gesture, though, to give fans the confidence that when they plug in Halo 5 on the 27th of October, that they know I can play with my friends because I just saw this so many days or a month ago and it was up, it was running, they were getting hammered.
Yes.
Like it, like me as a Halo fan, that would give me confidence.
Oh, no,
and I hope 343 would see it the same way, that, you know, we need to give confidence back to our fans, because if our fans are confident in our product, which a lot of us are really confident in Halo 5, but if they can go to work or to school and be like, mm-hmm. Yo, Halo 5, it's not gonna do what it just did to you last year.
Yeah. I just played it for 3 days straight, and it was amazing. Oh, I can't believe they took it away.
Fair point.
I
think it would be in their best interest to actually give back to the community a little bit more with this. That way, mm-hmm. because when people were going on Master Chief Collection, the massive amount of people that were just like, I'm done, you know, like, if I can't play the games that I enjoyed for so many years on the next gen thing, what's going to make me think the next game you're going to put out is going to be the same way? You know, you already gave us a broken game once. You know, what's stating that the Master or Halo 5 is going to be the same way when servers come out? You know, I'm going to sit there and try to go on the multiplayer, try to go on with my friends after the midnight launch or whatever, pop it in, update it, do all that junk. I want to go in and play. You know, I think it would give, like what Haas was saying, a little bit more confidence and a little bit more satisfaction to people saying that and giving us that than just, oh, well, I hope to God that this works, because if it doesn't, they're going to have problems. Like, they've seen that once. I'm sure they're not going to want to see that again.
Or how many people aren't even going to try it, you know? You know how people are. They're I'll just wait and see how many people on my friends list are going to get on there and do it. And that's not right, you know.
People don't think for themselves.
You guys, you gotta cut them some slack, you know. And I'll say this on behalf of just myself and saying, you know, in general, the community, you just need to back up and just leave them a little bit of slack, because they did port over games that have been around for 10 years on two different consoles, and they try to put it on a third console to make it work in one swift move. And it's that was a huge undertaking. And the guys at 343, man, hats off to you, seriously, because that was very difficult. It was an undaunting task to even take it on.
It's the first time we've ever seen four games on a single disc.
They're taking the time with ODST, too, so that it wasn't even planned.
Yeah. Oh, hang on. We were talking about the orange box. That was the last time I got a disc that had so much value potential on it, was the orange box. And those games didn't cross play. You know, I certainly couldn't go into a playlist and then just, you know, randomly, oh, yeah, I'm going to get on this, or I'm going to, you know. It was a major undertaking. Yes, we've had some difficulties, but I'm very glad to say, as someone that's returned back to the franchise and started playing it again, there is still some issues there, but for the most part, guys, you can get on and you can play.
Right. Well, speaking of issues, get back to this update. Since we're doing so well on staying on topic, Halo 4 resolved an issue where primary weapons could display in the secondary weapon slot after removing the firepower tactical package.
I've witnessed that, so... I actually did witness that one.
Is it something to where you can actually swap to your secondary as it is a primary weapon without the firepower tactical package, or is it just something that's visually there?
No, if I remember correctly, I think it was like I only witnessed it once, but I think you were able to have like two primaries, if I remember correctly. That you were like having two of the same thing. So I think I only witnessed it once. I didn't witness it after that because I never really used the tactical package. But hopefully that it's good that they fixed that. It's one of those things that you never think would happen, but
yeah. It's just like one of those other quirks. So that was the only thing for Halo 4. Parties. The infamous party bugs. Mm. All that fun jazz. So, made improvements to the voice chat consistency specifically in team-based matchmaking games. I'll believe it when I see it.
You can hear one person rather than zero.
If you show up tomorrow, you should see it.
Snap! Resolved an issue where a player may not hear another player via voice chat after completing a game.
Run into that a few times.
Oh, yeah, I know all about that.
Type and plug the mic in.
Yeah.
Skype.
So many things wrong with the Xbox party chat. It's so bad.
There's a reason why they bought Skype. Why
they're having so much trouble with it.
Yeah.
They made the interface too complicated.
Yeah.
As simple as that.
Your Xbox is just doing too much. Or should I say it's trying to do too much?
They just got voice chat to come on Xbox One too, so
for the messages?
Voice messages, sorry.
Right. Right. So we'll see how that develops. Next thing for parties. Resolved an issue where a player may improved party functionality, specifically in regards to the game invites in joinable states. Makes sense.
Mm.
Cool.
I wonder if that means that you can actually join a game in progress?
See.
Sounds like it.
Has anyone tried this?
I don't understand.
Does anyone want to try this?
I'm there right now. In the chat room. Try this.
The thing is, me and Haas witnessed it. I joined Haas in a custom game.
I think they added it and then they took it back out.
Yeah, because then I was able to join in progress once, a couple times, and then I tried doing it again, and it wouldn't work. So I don't know if it was a bug, if it was just something that they were testing. Like I have no idea.
So
let's find out together.
Yeah, someone wants to firing up right now. Yeah. All right. Next one is increase the speed at which the roster populates with Xbox Live friends after completing a game.
Okay. Well, that's nice.
All right.
Resolved an issue where players could get stuck in the leaving matchmaking screen for longer than usual. Very vague. And resolved an issue where players were unable to join immediately after becoming Xbox Live friends.
Huh.
Me and Vixen had that problem, didn't we? One.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I do remember that, Vile.
Yeah.
I think I've seen it personally. But then again, I've been more busy actually trying to pump out Halo content and work on some other stuff than play a lot of Halo. So I could have just missed that one. Next on the list is achievements. Resolved an issue that caused the Guardians Are Coming achievement to not unlock correctly, and resolved issues that caused complications with the Spartan Ops achievements unlocking.
Yay. Oh, by the way, guys, did you guys get the Earth Day Earth Day Easter egg on Valhalla? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
We've been talking about it. What?
Yesterday was can't touch your Xbox day, so.
Oh. Sucks to be you.
Yep. Hoss. Blame Hoss.
No offense. Yeah, hashtag
Hoss. I'll cheat and get it.
You can't do that on Xbox One.
You can. The date thing?
Yeah, you can't do it. It auto resets.
I've seen somebody do it.
Yeah, I think people done it before.
Yeah, they did it for like Christmas and stuff.
Not supposed to be easily doable on the Xbox One, if I recall.
I don't think.
Well, I will find out when I get around to it.
Okay. Now you gotta be curious.
Wah, wah, wah. I guess we'll find out. The last thing for the MCC update is UI stability and miscellaneous. And those are made a variety of improvements to the UI through the title, specifically in regards to notification messages and stability. Improved playlist and campaign career stats tracking for Halo 2, 3, and 4. And lastly, made a variety of significant improvements to the stability throughout the title. That's the catch-all.
Yay.
Pretty much. For all the other stuff that they didn't list. So, overall, a pretty hefty update. Lots of love for Halo 3. A little bit of
Halo
love for
3 parties. Needed it.
Yeah, they really did need that Forge.
And the sound. I want to try out the sound just to see what it's like.
Now we just need the file browser
to work. So I learned a little workaround on that. Apparently there is one.
Oh.
You add the person on your friends list.
You search them.
You add them, whatever. And then you go into your like campaign leaderboards or something.
Old news, bro.
I'm not a forger.
Old news. Duquesne would be trashing on you right now.
Oh.
Duquesne already disowned me.
No, but they need to. It's what? That's you can bad. Say 50 maps, 50 game types?
Something like that, yep.
Yeah, it's horrible. Halo 3 at least had 100. You could save. Well, on the 360.
Yeah, that was on the 360. That was still limited, though. Because it was only. It was 100 total items, right? Not a whole 100 of each type.
No idea. I never even got close to that.
On Halo 3, you could have 100 maps because I was running. No, it was 100 maps and game types clips. Total. Because I was running multiple storage or memory cards because I had all my, my multiplayer type maps on one, and then I had all my race maps on another.
Huh. Okay.
And they all got wiped out.
Interesting setup for that. Oh. Well, that sucks.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
I just wish Halo 3 custom games existed nowadays like it did back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it just got really shot down how quickly the MCC was pretty much disowned by the community.
Mm-hmm.
God.
It's unfortunate.
And I just tried to change the time on my Xbox One, and it will not give you access to the time.
You have to disconnect from Xbox Live.
I was disconnected from Xbox Live.
Huh.
I don't have auto sign-in turned on.
Unless they updated it, because I think some people cheated through it.
Yeah.
Well, currently, you cannot do it.
Okay.
That's not surprising to me.
Because there's...
That always-on connection, dude.
Yeah. Well, on the PS4, and this relates to Bungie... They found a glitch to where you could change the time and date on your, or you change the date on your PS4, and you could go back and look at Xur's inventory. And you were not able to do it on Xbox One because you cannot alter the date.
That's funny.
So, if somebody did it, they have a special Xbox.
Interesting. I know someone with a special Xbox, but for a different purpose. For Machinima. Anyways.
Don't get it online.
Right, yeah. There is, I think, nothing else really to cover for the MCC specifically with the patch notes, but we did get word that next month we will be getting ODST and the Relic remake.
Yay!
Yeah. ODST!
Oh,
yeah.
Snap.
Definitely.
Oh, yes. Next
Thank
month.
Thank you, 343.
Campaign again.
Yeah, it'll be coming Speed alongside runners. The content update, but there's no word on what day specifically is going to be
It'll coming. Be a big content update.
Yeah. Yeah,
also, well, I want to see these achievements.
Yeah, so I put out a tweet to Bravo right after this.
I saw that.
Whether or not we'll see the achievement list before it comes out, nothing in terms of a reply. So,
you guys think it'll break 6K?
Oh, hit 6K, because we're at 5,000 right now, right?
Yeah. Plus,
you really think they're going to add another 1,000 in achievements?
Yeah, you have ODST, which is a full game. That's
no, because you have multiple.
But not a full game, no. Yeah.
We'll see.
They'll come up with achievements. I think Relic.
Will think a 500 game score. I'm sure they could get 1,000 out of it.
They could get 1,000 out of it.
I mean, if they just stuck with the base ODST achievements, you know, a quarter of those are firefight achievements.
Yeah. They could always put in some speedrunning stuff.
I mean, yeah, they could. I just don't know if they're going to put another 1,000 gamer score in it.
Piss us off.
I would even be okay with no achievements.
I just want to hear music again.
I think they already said that they're going to include achievements. I think that's already a done deal. Yeah. It's just a matter of how many. I think it's going to be 500. Because that's what it's been pretty much for the last content updates.
That's Spartan Ops, right? Spartan Ops had 500.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. So
I think it'll be close to 6,000 or at least 6,000.
Well, we're at 5,000 right now, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we'll probably see 550.
Do you think we'll see anything with the Relic, though? Like, maybe getting a couple of different things with...
Yeah, I can see that.
Maybe a couple, but I don't think so.
It's possible.
I don't think they should add any achievements for Relic. They didn't really have any for any other maps.
Do we know if Relic has a Switch or anything yet?
Yes, it'll have the Switch for the teleporter.
Well, oh, okay.
Maybe. It might.
What other interactive element that they add that I think is
They should turn that teleporter into a one-way teleporter.
Just put lightning. Like Vertigo had.
It was a one-way teleporter in original, wasn't it?
No, it was two-way.
Oh, it was two-way? Okay.
Yeah. Because then you could get spawn camped.
Okay. Fair enough.
That water looks nice on Relic, though.
Relic looks awesome.
It does.
And there's lightning.
It really does. That skybox.
Oh, I can't wait to play it. Riverbed mentioned the blast soda can, so Bai, you have a updated guide possibly to do if they still have that.
Yeah, possibly. Sure. That's what I was saying. Like, I wonder if they would have anything on there. Like,
they achievement have something like...
I thought you were talking about like the interactive something elements that they've added with everything else. So
No. I mean, like maybe like an Easter egg or blast cans or something
Well, Warlord only had the can. It never had a Switch or...
Yep, no Switch or nothing on Warlord.
Well, that was a small map, though. Yeah. Well, there's not that many stuff on Relic.
That was the only map I don't think they had an interactive element with.
Yeah.
I'm wondering what they're going to be doing for Relic. They already have the teleporter.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a good question.
I wouldn't mind just kind of a bare bones feel for Relic. I don't know. Make the subtle changes and just call it as it is.
Please fix that capture the flag spawn.
Well, we have
sure one flag. All right.
Yeah, one flag. You use half of the map. I keep on saying is, like, you start off at the beach. The attackers and the defenders get the front of the building, and they could just defend crazy, and you get nowhere. Just Slayer, basically.
That's some intense matches on there.
I haven't had anything yet. I've ended up getting destroyed on them.
I've always wanted to do something on Relic, and it would be cool if they did this, but the shore that's all the way around the map, obviously, at certain points, I've always wished that you could just go just a little bit further out into the water, and if they could extend, that floor bed up a little bit so you could actually walk out into the water and maybe your character go down into it a little bit. I would love that.
And then you get eaten by a Promethean shark.
Wow.
But just the bomb times, I wanted to play bomb on that and sneak around through the water,
So if it's anything like they did with the Zanzibar remake, they're going to really restrict that water.
Yes.
Which is unfortunate.
The water looks so nice. Like, that's all I'm going to be looking at.
Because we can't play Team Bubble Bath on the new Zanzibar now.
Oh.
Hey, unless they add boats like they did on Longshore that you could barely drive, you could shoot it.
I guess. Anyways.
There's also rocks in the water.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of normal for any water body.
Yeah.
Body of water.
I also want to see Forge on this map.
That'd be cool.
Well, that's kind of what I was getting at to the interactive elements and some of the other stuff that you could do with this map. Like, if there's any new Forge palettes that we will be getting with this update. And then if there's some new stuff that we're going to see in this map, I wonder if any of it's going to translate into other maps.
Hmm.
So, let that sink in for a minute. So, there's a couple of screenshots up on Waypoint, and I believe we also posted them in our blog for the ODST remake that's going on. And then we have ODST, which doesn't really look that different, honestly. I mean, it's the same graphics. Of course, yeah. It's 1080p. It's going to be 60 frames per second. It's getting the same treatment 60. As the Halo 3 campaign.
I like it the way it is.
And we actually did an ODST night a couple of nights ago. A couple of weekends ago. And it was a lot of fun.
It sucks
that they're not including Firefight. It really
does. That does suck.
Yeah.
And apparently, really in talking with somebody, the netcode's pretty much the same as it is for campaign. Even the scenario files are kind of interchangeable. So It sucks that we can't get Firefight either.
You think they're just doing that because of the population? They're just not wanting to have so many options out there to thin out the population on it, or what?
Yeah, I heard that theory a while ago where the playlist would dilute the number of people already on there. I've heard that theory, but...
Well, with ODST Firefight, there never was any matchmaking.
Yeah.
No.
Right.
Good point. I do wish, if they would have just left it the same way it is, where you can just get together with a group of friends and play over Xbox Live, that would have been fine. I don't... Honestly, for ODST, I don't want matchmaking for Firefight, because that one... You need to, especially if you're playing on a heroic,
communicate.
You need to be with people that understand, how you each, that helps too, but how each of you play.
All mics on.
True.
Yes, all mics on. So, I would
Ken
really.
Has recon?
Yay. I would like to see just, like a peer to peer, like it had. If just a group of friends want to get together and play Firefight, that'd be fine. But no matchmaking.
Yeah. It'd be nice. It'd be nice. One thing, though, just to kind of go back on the update, has anybody else noticed on Master Chief Collection that they have a little white dot in the top left-hand corner of the screen?
Yes.
What is that? As John can say, my OCD is going through the roof right now.
I think everybody's
that is something
asking
just to
that
make
question.
You think what it is.
They're doing a good job of doing it then.
Hunt the dash.
My theory of it is the version number of the build. Like,
whenever they update it.
So I'm thinking it like might be a placeholder for that. It's just not properly implemented or something. I don't know.
It broke the number.
Fixed a whole bunch of other stuff, but they broke the version number.
They broke the precious. So
the precious. The precious.
That is it for the community update. Of course, we'll get another one next month for the Master Chief Collection and more info on a solid date for ODST and Relic next month. We have one more thing to talk about before we wrap up, and that is, of course, the lock. I guess it's kind of a trailer, but...
He's a badass.
Teaser.
Lock is...
It was definitely moving around pretty quick, but GameStop has released a video promoting their exclusive GameStop bonus when you pre-order the Halo 5 Guardians game from them. It's the
That's only that's a early access exclusive.
Is it early access? Okay.
Yeah, yeah, you will be able to earn the armor. You will be able to earn it. Good. It just unlocks it right away.
So I don't have to pre-order it from GameStop. I can just keep my Amazon one. Great. Awesome. Yeah. So that's going to be the GameStop Spartan Lock like armor variants that he's wearing. And it's the Hunter Helmet and the Hunter Body armor classes. So you'll get early access to those. Yeah. Looks pretty slim, pretty sick.
It does look cool, but I'm a classic feel guy, you know? I want my Mark V or Mark VI, and that's what I do.
I probably want to use lock armor.
Halo nerd.
I've always liked Locke's armor, so I'm probably going to roll with it, unless I get the Helios Skrill armor for some reason. It's 343 above me. Because I didn't actually get the... Shut up. But,
I want my George armor again.
Yeah. Oh, see, way too bulky.
George is a badass, man.
I like my George armor.
Man likes his armor, dude. Leave him alone.
We have the pre-order thing in there. And then there was a couple of things that I think a lot of us here pulled out or saw in the video. Anyone want to scratch an itch first?
The 14 grenades.
The 14 grenades.
That's obviously a troll.
Yeah,
that's a second time.
I'm thinking that was supposed to be 1 and 4, and there was supposed to be an icon between them.
Like, it's always an Agent Locke, though, like, the mistake.
Locke doesn't know what's going on. He's tripping.
I want to see another trailer with the Agent Locke. I want to look in that HUD.
Yeah.
Well, the funny thing is his head changed again.
Yep. Well, I mean, it's hard to say, though, because that was a live-action trailer. There could be some differences in there. I mean, granted...
The head was computer-generated.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
I think we can all admit it's GameStop's fault. They don't know what they're doing.
GameStop never trusts them.
When they put this trailer together, they were thinking how much money they were going to give in trading credit for all the people that traded in Halo 5 in the first 2 weeks.
And how much they're going to convince people that the armor was actually exclusive. That actually came out before, a day before the game comes out.
Because
GameStop gotten away with that a lot of times.
Yup. Well, I think 343 does need to come out and, very publicly say it, because I kind of had to dig a little to find that answer.
Yeah.
But I think in mass, the masses won't know that.
Mm-hmm. The typical person you see every day.
I wonder what Microsoft is going to give. You know, now that we're starting to see all these pre-order exclusives coming out. I got a
statue very soon.
Yeah, you should probably do that.
Yeah,
apparently they say this every time, but this is supposed to be a limited.
Yeah, look at Halo Reach.
Yeah, Halo Reach and Halo 3.
It was mountains like a month after still.
Yep. I remember those going on sale, and I was like, maybe I'll pick up an extra one.
You can still up new ones from places.
Yeah, it's just insane.
I need that one. Really I don't have one.
I have to admit, the Halo 4 console did a better job of being a limited edition than the Halo 3 or the Halo Reach one did.
Oh, yeah.
As far as availability, because I keep an eye on eBay because I do need to replace my 360 because I'm still rocking an original Halo 3 one.
Ooh, oh, lucky. Nice.
Wow.
I'd keep that forever.
Oh, I am.
You still have the original Red Ring hard drive, or do you have a different hard drive that's bigger?
Oh, I've got a 120 on it. I still got the original hard drive, but it's crashed. And this one has red-ringed one, so I had to send it to Microsoft to have them fix it.
Ouch.
And I'm pretty sure they sent me a different one, but I'm not sure, because I forgot to make note of the serial number. But, I keep an eye out for the Halo Reach console and Halo 4 console. And here lately, when I was first started looking, you could find them all over the place, just brand new, sealed in box.
Right.
And you basically just paid retail price on it. Now they're getting to the point where the sealed in box ones, they're starting to creep up in price.
Yeah.
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 You know, they're 550, 600 usually starting.
Thanks, Halo Collector.
My Halo 4 Xbox is used. I have the
it's used.
But wait, one of the controllers is signed by Frank O'Connor.
Oh, nice.
There That's kind of cool.
That's nice.
It is really cool.
Yeah. New York Comic Con 2013.
Woo! Nice. I will say this though. One thing that I noticed right away from Locke's trailer from GameStop is that he has totally different colors than I honestly thought he did. Like,
yeah.
If you look at in the light, he's not dark blue. He's like more of a grayish deal with like a yellow pinstripe on his head or point or whatever you want to call it. Like, you never really noticed it. And like, I was like, no, that's got to be different. I went back to the Halo 2 Anniversary trailer or cinematics. And that everything that was on there is the exact same as that. So everything that we've
different though.
It's I think that's like more multiplayer for some reason. Like I don't know. It could be something to do with multiplayer or something like that. I have no idea. But
I think it was Josh Holmes did say that was using the in-game engine for that video because they're trying to keep it a consistent look for all their content. I think that was on NeoGAF. I saw that.
Anyone else have anything else other than the 14 grenades and the
Mikey Owens actions confirmed.
Wall scaling coming to Halo 5.
That was freaking cool.
That was sick.
I like how he tackled the Banshee.
Also,
dude, he drop kicked the Banshee. Like he just like he tackles the dang thing and then he goes, "Nope, you ain't going nowhere," and just drop kicks it and then plasters it. But another thing,
Hulk Hogan to that thing.
Another thing that I did pick up on though is that the fact that it looks like it's very blurry, so I can't make it out. But his armor looks like the Arbiter's armor. I'll say that much.
Well, they're buddy buddy right now.
It's similar, it looks like, but it's it. Not. It's a similar armor set, but it's not. From what I can tell from it, it's not the Arbiter. Because in that particular trailer, both arms are covered. And if you look at the Arbiter's armor, one arm has no sleeve.
Right, right.
His left arm has no sleeve, only his right one does.
And do we really know that they're friends? I mean...
Well, they're not friends. They're not working together.
I don't mean...
They're acquaintances.
Both trying to find the same person.
Well, they may be both trying to find the same person, but for what purpose?
Yeah. So it really makes, I mean, the trailer look cool and like he doesn't look as shallow as he did. I'll give him that. Like what we seen Locke in Nightfall compared to what we seen in that trailer, if that's any sort of correlation of what he is going to be in Halo 5, he's looking pretty good as a character. I'm not gonna lie.
He's pretty bad. He's pretty bad looking.
Yeah.
Did that raise your hype level for Halo 5?
Oh, absolutely. My friend didn't see it because he lives under a rock sometimes. But like I showed him the trailer, he goes, "Is that a cutscene?" Like he honestly didn't know that it was a GameStop thing. Like I just wanted to see his actual reaction for it. His first initial reaction to it was that a leaked cutscene from Halo 5? Like that's honestly what he thought it was. And then he heard the, "Are you ready to hunt or be the top hunter or whatever the crap they said?" Yeah. But the initial GameStop voice, dude. And he goes, "Oh, that's GameStop." And I'm like, "Yeah." He goes, "That's pretty cool, though."
I was watching that with no sound in class, and I thought that was not. I thought that was a cutscene.
Yeah, no, I thought it was a cutscene too. I mean, it blew me away. Wherever they are, though, it looks a lot. It looks very familiar to the concept art. The wherever they are, the structure. Let it be. I don't even know. Wherever they're taking place of, but it looks cool. It's kind of alienated looking city.
Too cool. But
well, the like the wall climbing stuff that got mentioned earlier, that just makes me really excited for the cutscenes. I'm still a little wary about Locke's character as a character because of Nightfall and all that stuff.
I think they're gonna do a little bit more justice to his character.
They need to. They really.
I mean, because right now, Nightfall was so bland.
Yeah.
I mean, definitely. It really was a bad sci-fi channel movie. Is the best way I can describe it to anybody. Like, it was Sharknado on a low budget.
No offense, Kiki, but I know the budget was like 5 times more for this than For Under the Dawn, but For Under the Dawn was 10 times better.
It was a way better. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
For Under the Dawn was...
You know, like I said when we were talking about this, I think, you know, the actual production of the show was good. It's the script that sucked.
Well, yeah. it just makes me wonder, though, if anything is going on with the Halo TV series we're seeing from Spielberg. Like, I wonder if that had really any sort of impact. Like, it just makes me wonder if, like, they didn't put as much time and effort into it just because they are putting a lot of time and effort into this thing. I mean, granted, I know it's a different team and everything like that, but it just makes me wonder if that had any sort of correlation. Any sort of
correlation.
Yeah, there you go. That word.
That word.
Yeah. Big words. The ones that don't go in my vocabulary.
But the blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, about right there.
Those words.
But, I mean... I'm excited for it. I can't. Oh, Spielberg's made so many incredible things. Granted, people feel completely different when it comes to Indiana Jones and everything like that. Well, the new one, the Crystal Skull. But I can't wait. I want this show to be something that is like the top.
The whole thing with Xbox and television doesn't seem like anything's going right now.
Well, I think this may be its break point. Like. This, I hope it competes with Game of Thrones and Walking Dead. I really do. And as much as that is...
be nice to have.
Like, Game of Thrones is up there on my favorite list for TV shows. If they can compete with that, they did an incredible job. And I have faith in Spielberg. But...
I have faith in him, but they've kind of shaken my faith in the story that they...
Storytelling?
Try to... Yeah, they tell.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't really matter who you've got for a director. If the story sucks, the story sucks.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I'm guessing we're going to hear a little bit more about this at San Diego Comic-Con, because that's one of the places that they always talk about the lore side.
Maybe even
when it comes to productions.
Yeah, E3. Or they're just planning on E3 being all games again.
Yeah,
first party release.
So I'm thinking of... that from just a Halo perspective for like E3 game stuff, I think that's going to be, well, for me, what I think it will be is going to be an extension of the Hunt the Truth podcast going on right now. We're going to get the conclusion. We're going to get the final episode. We might get a big part in there kind of explaining what's going on with the galaxy or what your job as chief is now within the universe and where you go from there. I'm not sure.
It can be interesting.
Yeah. I saw this floating around too with the GameStop trailer, but the Arbiter fighting alongside Locke in a few different key areas.
Mm.
Everyone else.
You mean as far as in the trailer?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I guess I missed that cross reference there.
I actually, you know, watching this trailer,
my bad.
It actually looks more like that particular elite is, you know, getting ready to attack Locke, and then they cut away. But who knows? You know, it's not like it's a nice, sharp, clear picture where everybody can tell what's going on.
I want them to show a damn something else besides the Covenant in like a trailer nowadays. I'm starting to get like tired of them. Like the Prometheans. I want to see more Flood.
Well, you know, they don't want to give everything away for the game.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
At least not yet.
Yeah.
And Halo 6,
I mean, even the original trailers for Halo CE, if I remember right, there were no Flood were shown in any of the trailers.
Oh, wow.
The Flood was a surprise when you got the game.
I believe you're right. Yeah.
Because all the trailers I've seen for CE, you know, they talk about the Covenant and they talk about Master Chief and the USC, but they never mention the Flood. So, you know, it would, you know, if they don't mention the Flood, it won't break my heart to, you know, go in and find them in the game if they're going to be there. I think they pretty much already confirmed that Prometheans are going to be in there. In one form or another.
It'd be sick to see them return. I love the Flood. I like, there's a lot that I liked about the Flood.
Agreed.
Well, and we talked a little bit about this on last night's episode with the Hunt the Truth stuff, about possible Flood relations coming with Halo 5. Or certain implications, I guess, rather. I don't know if we'll see Flood proper in Halo 5. It wouldn't surprise me if we did. It wouldn't necessarily surprise me if we didn't. But with all the unrest going on and all the weird stuff that was explained in episode 4, the whole thing of the Flood being a core part of what made Halo, I think we're starting to see, or we may see a comeback with that in Hunt the Truth, with that reference, if that reference is indeed true. And if you're wondering what reference I'm talking about, it's the one where Mashak is talking about some of the weird occurrences that are happening in deep space, and he got to the point where he was about to explain it, but then got cut off. So if you're looking for that, you can check out the podcast. There's, I guess there's not really much anything else that really sticks out. I mean, other than the crazy running through and bashing through buildings and just being like this wrecking ball of utter destruction.
I think the pure badassery.
Pretty much.
See that pelican crash.
I think that pretty much covers it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of want to bring up. Don't you guys feel like that trailer kind of like hyped him as a hero?
It's funny you say that because
it's weird.
It's weird, it's really weird. It just makes me wonder, like, why it is that they are making him this hero. Like, I know that he's hunting down the chief and everything like that, but it just, I don't know. It felt really weird. Like
with any other character too.
Yeah, like it's really bizarre. Like another thing that I picked up on that trailer too was the Jackals kind of work together to have like a giant shield. It really makes me wonder if we're gonna see that in game.
More like collaboration between the enemies. That'd be really
cool. That'd be good.
Well, I mean, they've done that in the books, but you've never really seen it in game.
Yeah, well, I mean, I feel like all these trailers and all this type of stuff, that's really got to be geared towards the game players. It can't be really, I mean, they can throw nuggets in there for the people that read the expanded universe or watch it, but this really is, you know, a game-centered trailer, and I don't know, it feels like with the first Hunt the Truth trailer, yeah, you know, anybody that's just started playing or that's ever just played the games, that trailer confused them. And then
that's the chief.
And you're like, okay, instantly they're going to side with the chief. Why? Because that's who they're familiar with. And then here's this new trailer and they show this guy who's total badass, but you're like, but wait, I don't like him.
Yeah. I don't like the fact that he's going after the chief. Like it makes that mind turn real. Like that twist, really interesting. I just know that Chief has his work cut out for him. I think I really think so. Like, that's another reason why I was talking about it yesterday about any sort of augmentation done with Spartan 4 is because he was really. I mean, granted, there was a lot of equipment stuff helping him along with that, but he was really booking it.
Yeah, I think
Halo 5 Sprint.
The most excited for a Halo campaign that I've ever been is pre-Halo 2. Like, just from the trailers, and felt like you were going to be able to save humanity. Not the Halo 2 campaign we actually got. Mm. But, you know, all the trailers were like, it's showing you on Earth, it's showing, you know, the Covenant are taking it to you. So I was like, oh yeah, I can't wait to go save Earth. Now I'm excited for this on terms of like, there's so much here that is just unanswered. What do I need answered? Why am I asking all these questions? I feel like they've hyped the story so well, so to this point for Halo 5.
And the thing is, we haven't seen anything
yet. I know. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, it's a whole new feeling for this Halo franchise. I really do feel that way. In terms of just pre-hype, you know? CE was exciting because you didn't know what was going on. And you're like,
right.
What in the world? And then 2 and 3, you know, it's kind of following the same beaten path. But here, you don't know. We know the enemies that, I mean, or at least we think we do. We know the enemies we're going to see, but something between all these enemies is different. And I don't know. It's a new mystery. It's a new feeling of mystery.
And that's the one thing I hope they do a really good job with in the game is the people that just buy the games. You know, they're not following Hunt the Truth. They're not. They don't read any of the books. You know, they're not on Waypoint Daily. That when they pick up the game, and in the first 10 to 15 minutes of playing the game, they understand what happened between Halo 4 and Halo 5.
That's good.
Because, that is probably one of my biggest complaints with the Halo 4 campaign, is that if you didn't read the books, at the start of Halo 4,
you were missing out.
Yeah, you had no idea what was going on.
After Wake Up, John, you were like,
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, look, a Covenant. And there goes the rest of the story.
Yeah, it's just I hope they don't do that again with Halo 5.
Yeah.
You know, spend, 15 minutes of the game explaining, well, not necessarily explaining, but catching people up on the story.
Make an epic 15-minute cinematic.
Oh, that'd be nice.
I, you know what? If the cinematic is done well and looks good and is fun to watch, I would watch a 15-minute cinematic plenty. And I'd probably go back and watch it because I'd probably think there's something in here that I'm not seeing that's going to add to it.
Yeah, the hidden message that's really...
Yeah, the hidden message is for the diehards, and then you're also going to have, the straightforward message. It would be perfect.
Well, they don't have to do the whole thing in a cutscene. They could do parts of it with just NPCs on the first level.
Yeah, true.
But this is coming from people that are diehard Halo fans. You know, you have to think about it from that perspective that, they've never played. Let's say somebody's never played a Halo game before, and I can't really imagine that at this point, but. If you haven't played a Halo game at all, this story is going to be very, very different for you. And, every player is going to have a different way of looking at it. We're looking at it like he's the hero. How can they do this? But for someone else, they might look at that trailer that we saw for GameStop and be like, man, I'm Spartan Locke. This is awesome. And who's this traitor guy? Or
probably going to think this is a spinoff like ODST or Reach.
It can feel that way. But I kind of think about what it's like for that person's perspective, and we're all going to be able to view it differently. I'm really excited. Like Koss was saying, man, just very excited.
Yeah, and that's coming from multiplayer people.
True. That's the truth.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else with the trailer before we wrap this up? Anything notable that stuck out to anybody?
Long live 14 grenades.
Oh my gosh. All right.
Microtransactions.
It's a microtransaction.
Stop. Nope. I'm done.
We're already seeing that with Halo Online. Let's just leave that with.
And thank you. Favorite head to go right there, guys. Thank you. Have a nice time.
So we want to give a thanks to Tyboy and Twisted for coming on the show and telling us a little bit about Rectified. Thanks for dropping by, guys. And where can people find you?
RectifyGaming.com. Find me on Twitter at TyBoyN17 or at RectifyGaming.
You can catch me on Twitter, of course, at TwistedShotsTV. All the S's are Z's, except for the first one there in shots. So.
Cool.
Straight shots.
Gosh, there was so much energy in that delivery.
Well, it's because you're handing me my face right now on this shit, dude. Ooh. Oh my god. I've been trying to and then, get some and shots in.
Those stickies are coming back.
Some straight shots.
The smack talk begins, ladies and gentlemen.
Remember, Bile, there's a right trigger too.
Shut your mouth!
Oh, I love this chat. So, you can catch us on our website, poddecular.com. And while you're there, check out our forums. We have some discussions up there about Hunt the Truth, Master Chief Collection, Halo 5, the books, all that good stuff. So make sure you check it out. Also, make sure you check out our social networks, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, all that nice jazz.
Before we close out real fast, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for having us, guys. From Rectified, from myself, thank you so much for having us tonight.
Yes, certainly. Thank you, thank you guys for
coming on over. We have lots of stuff I think we're looking forward to. Haas, I believe you have some additional game nights together with them coming up. Is that right?
Yep. Still working on a solidified day of the week, but we're going to be doing some fun things on team doubles or maybe just kind of a joint matchmaking.
Hashtag you know,
inner community. Yeah. We'll be rocking the multi Twitch.
Very nice.
Who wants to watch Haas Sauce get demolished?
Whoa.
I think that's the other way around.
Whoa. Hey,
I think
careful there, single digits.
Oh, man.
Well, you're all single digits now.
I'm staying out of that one.
Yep.
Speaking of game night events, we are finalizing a tournament that we will be putting on here in a little bit. We're aiming for the end of May, early June. And we have some great prizes that we're discussing on giving away, such as posters, grunt plushies, codes, all that kind of stuff.
Xbox Live cred.
What's that?
You cray.
Cool.
So we're
let us fund your next purchase.
Are you a salesperson now?
That's what I do for a living, unfortunately.
Ew.
So we're going to be looking at that with hopefully more finalized details next week. So make sure you check our podcast for next week. And of course, we'll make an official announcement on the website and spread that out to applicable sites like Griffball, Hub, HBO, all those sites. So make sure you stay tuned for that. It's going to be FFA 6s, I believe. Is that correct?
Maybe 8s if we get enough participation.
Check back next week. We'll have more details for you on that. And then finally, check out the podcast network, thepodcast.com, which includes podcasts such as Guardian Radio, Critscast, Work in Progress, How to Murder Time, and the newest podcast edition, The Learning Cliff, which is an EVE Online podcast. So make sure you check them out if you're looking for some other podcasts to get into or just looking for some other stuff to pass the time with. They're really good podcasts, and I highly recommend that you check out the network. Thanks for listening. We will be back here in the hot seat live on probably Tuesday of next week to talk about Hunt the Truth episode 5, and then again next Thursday to talk about the latest news and community events for our regular show. And we'll be live tomorrow night with our weekly Fraggin' Friday game night, so make sure you check that out as well. On behalf of Rectified Gaming and everyone here at Podtacular, thanks again for listening in, and keep on fragging, Relic.
Flare!
Flare!
Oh, that's so loud.
Flare enemy!
You could have said, like, keep on fragging, drop-kicking banshees.
Drop-kicking banshees, crushing through walls.
Yeah!